Anyone? Anyone from over here, this table? Lynn?
Well, I think heart goes with soul. It's a very deep
thing. Heart and soul. Yep. It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Anyone else like to contribute? Speak now or save it for later? Okay. So, we got various bits and pieces we're using, and I'll just talk a little bit more on wholehearted in just a sec. But before we do that, one of the things that was in this basically liturgy that I came across 20 or so years ago is an action creed. So this is your opportunity to do some aerobics, in a manner of speaking. It's not very active, I have to say. But you might find it helpful if you are mobile enough to stand up and face this way, and you will see some images on the screen. And this is an action creed. So a creed, even just with words, isn't something we use that often as a church, but hopefully it will be straightforward and you can see well enough the actions. So you go across the top line, then the next line, and we can try and do this together. So are we ready? Here's the start. And say it with me as well. God, the Father, Almighty, who sent... Now, the Jesus is nails, Jesus, okay? Who sent Jesus into the world. He came as a baby, born of the Holy Spirit, was crucified, died, and crouch down if you can. Get back up if you can as well. And was buried. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, where he prays for us continually. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that was wonderful. Well done. So, now, as I mentioned, I'm just looking for mine now. Here we are. Hopefully you've got your wholehearted bookmark to take away, maybe to keep in your Bible or pin to the fridge with a magnet or something like that somewhere where you will see it. But I don't know, it's been my practice over many years to try and think of a motto or a verse that we could carry on into the new year. And as I was thinking about this, the word wholehearted kept going round in my mind. And I kind of searched through the Bible to sort of explore instances of that word appearing. Sometimes it says wholeheartedly. And I'd like to do some reflecting on that in the coming days, the coming weeks and months, and maybe the year. So hence the motto, wholehearted. Now, the verse that I've given you there comes from Solomon's prayer at the dedication of the temple. You may remember that David, father of Solomon, had aspirations to build the temple, but God told him, no, you're not going to be the one to do that, but Solomon, your son, will be the one to do that. And eventually, like so many things, you know, we wait a long time, don't we, for good things. Eventually, the temple comes to fruition. It has been built. It is being dedicated to God. And Solomon starts off this wonderful prayer. It's a much longer prayer than I've given you there, but he starts it off by saying, Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. What does it mean to be wholehearted? I know that some of you, like me, are users of Lectio 365, an online app which does Bible readings and a kind of simple liturgy each day. And if you're not and you're a smartphone user, it's something I do recommend to you. It's a really good way of starting the day or maybe taking time out in the day just to reflect and be with the Lord. I think it was on Monday this week where there was a summing up, the Monday last week, there was a summing up really of what we should do and be in the coming year, of three particular ways to love that appear in the scripture. And it was just summed up simply as this. Firstly, love God. We perhaps know the command, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. So being wholehearted involves loving God the best we can. We perhaps won't always feel that wholehearted, but we kind of cling on to it sometimes, don't we? So that at other times we can be wholehearted. So we try to love God in the coming year. And then love others. Following that, Jesus talks about loving the Lord your God. Then he says, love your neighbor as yourself. Basically, love everyone else in the world as yourself. Sometimes we are a bit kind of falsely humble, maybe. We say, we must love other people more than we love ourselves. We must love other people before we love ourselves. Actually, biblically speaking, that's not correct, is it? Because Jesus says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. We have to know what it is to love ourselves, to love others. So to be wholehearted involves loving ourselves and loving others. Then the third love that was given in Lectio 365 earlier last week was love the world. Love the world. That's something of what we've been doing through the prayer week down in our church building in Well Street, with a focus particularly on ecological stuff, about loving the world. But of course, it's loving the people in the world, isn't it? It's loving justice. It's perhaps being wholehearted in justice, wholehearted in our efforts to, save the planet, whatever that means for each one of us, wholehearted in making a difference. So I want to leave you just those simple thoughts of love God, love others as you love yourself, and love the world, and take that on into the coming year. We're going to come to a time now where we make our covenant promises and we share communion. And what we're going to do is firstly, want to invite you to make some